The Traveler's Journal, April 23rd, at home with the man of the millennium. Blessed be the man that spares these stones. Cursed be he that moves my bones. This epitaph marks William Shakespeare's grave in Stratford-on-Avon, England. Today is the anniversary of Bill the Bard's birth and his death. When Shakespeare was born in a humble cottage there in 1564, Stratford was a prosperous market village on the Avon River, 100 miles northwest of London. When he died there, 52 years to the day later, Stratford's place in history was secured. Shakespeare may have put Stratford on the map, but the town has worn its notoriety well. Much of its medieval architecture has been preserved. If you like thatched roofs, half-timbered Tudor, and elegant Georgian storefronts, Stratford is as good as it gets. Even in the summer, when it's a regular stop for bus tours that start in London and roam the Cotswold Hills, Stratford manages to maintain its poise. The Stratford area has 5 houses historically associated with Shakespeare. Most visitors start their pilgrimage at the Shakespeare Center on Henley Street, next to the oft-renovated house where the bard was born. There's also the picturesque cottage that was the family home of Anne Hathaway, Shakespeare's wife. Home to the Royal Shakespeare Company, Stratford also boasts 3 fine theaters, one a replica of the original Globe Theater in London, which itself has been recreated. There are opportunities aplenty for those who want to eat, shop, and sightsee in the style of the bard. But all in all, Stratford has other purposes than parting visitors from their pounds and pence. Check us on the World Wide Web at www.travelersjournal.com. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer.